Blog Talk Radio.
We eat 200 million hot dogs every year. Yep. And they're as dangerous as cigarettes and just as deadly. They are perhaps the worst fast food you can eat. Oh, did I mention that we eat 200 million of them every year? Tonight on Eat Me, weenies, just the way you like them, with chili sauce, nacho cheese, and even coleslaw, right, Eli?
Yes, sir, the official West Virginia dog.
Join us as we dissect the dog with Eli the cop, Peggy the siren, yours truly, and the last person to see what the hot dogs have done to you, Ray the Undertaker. So grab your Tony, sit back and enjoy. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Studio line for texts and phone calls is 347-205-9631. That is the number for Mancini Media. Well, Eli, you and I are big hot dog fans.
Yes, we are, sir.
John, go ahead.
I haven't tried that one that I sent you and Peg the picture of, but I just showed it to Stacy. The baked potato with the oversized beef dog on it with sour cream, cheese, onions.
That's kind of
that
good.
That thing,
I like
it. So good. I think I could eat like five of those. Well, because it's only half. But that's one of the most delicious looking hot dogs I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Eli, for both of our listeners, Eli sent me a picture of a hot dog, and they used a baked potato as the bun. It was like a foot long, wasn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't it look good?
Doesn't it look good? Hot dogs and baked potatoes with all the trimmings. Being from West Virginia, and myself having lived in West Virginia, Eli and I both know that you only eat a hot dog with coleslaw on it.
Yes.
It's good with a coleslaw on it, yeah.
It's almost a crime to not eat. I mean, you know, they'll look at you and you'll go, I'd like a dog, please, with ketchup. And they'll look at you and go, on top of the coleslaw? It's a given. You have coleslaw on your hot dogs in West by God.
Yeah, we'll run you out of the state.
Now, Ray, we all know that hot dogs are bad for us. We know this. We do it anyway. But we do know this. How bad does it make it when you deep fry it?
Oh, makes it even worse.
No.
Yeah.
Corn dogs,
you,
man.
Do you know
like
the grease
dog
that is in hot dogs?
It's, I try very hard not to look at the ingredients or the nutritional facts around a hot dog.
There's very little beef in hot dogs.
What?
There's very little beef in hot dogs. There's a bunch of other stuff in there. Believe me.
What? Are Nathan's better?
There isn't a hot dog in the world that's any good for you.
I'm going to be... What?
Nathan's is my second favorite. I like Hebrew National first, then bacon.
Okay.
And then I like those big red Smokies that you get at Reds games.
Well, I'm going to be going to Vegas next month, and I'll tell you right now, I will be stopping at Nathan's. You betcha.
Yeah,
we don't do Nathan's here in Arizona.
Oh, man.
No, we do Sonoran dogs here. We wrap them in bacon, and we griddle the buns with some butter, and then we take the dog wrapped in bacon, and we put beans and tomatoes and onions. It looks like a salad bar is caved in on your dog. And that's how we eat them
good.
In Arizona.
Slice the jalapeno on there, and you'd be good to go.
Well, you've got to have the peppers on it. You can do the jalapeno. You can do the habaneros. It depends on whether or not you want to eat your dog and cry or not.
Well, I have a great of habaneros growing in my garden right now. I can't believe it. They're the things that thrive during the heat of the summer.
Mm-hmm. So Peggy, you're hot enough to eat those peppers, girl.
What? Yeah.
I said, you're hot enough to eat those peppers.
Yeah.
Hey, John, Gary from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is accusing us of making his wife gain weight because of listening to this show. He said, we're going to have to pay for him to forklift the mover.
Oh, no.
And Peggy from Sparks, Nevada wants Peggy to be her wrestling partner and call themselves the Bosom Babes.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, if they're going to do that, John, I'm going to supply the hot dogs. All you can eat.
All you can eat. You know, and they're inexpensive. They really are.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
So how about a bratwurst, right, with hot dogs?
Oh,
do you like
bratwurst? That's a good cardiac.
Well,
you
got to eat them when I watch Packer games.
Yeah, the bratwurst. The bratwurst are great. That's great for the cardiovascular system. You know what you can put on brats? The best thing you can put on brats is like a couple of good tablespoons of salt, you know, and you give your cardiologist something to do.
How about some sauerkraut? That's supposed to be good for you.
Well, sauerkraut's good for you because of the ingredients. But
being Slavic, I live forever. Sprout all the time.
Well, why rush it? I mean, you're not going to live forever. Nobody's going to live forever. I'm going to live forever in the kingdom of God, but, why rush it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you think God eats hot dogs?
God doesn't eat.
On whose God we're talking about, John?
Well,
some of them are going to have to eat beef ones because they can't have the pork one.
Ooh, that's true. But I discovered a few weeks back, Ray, that God had a wife. It is alluded to in the Book of Mark.
Yes, they say. Well, God didn't have a wife. Jesus had a wife.
Oh, they say God does, too.
No, Jesus had a wife. And,
okay.
And then when Jesus became incarnate with God, that's what they're talking about. But God is God. God is I am. That's all God is.
And does he eat hot dogs?
He doesn't eat hot dogs. He doesn't
Damn
eat
it.
Hot dogs. You see, he could stop us from eating hot dogs, but we have what's called free will. So, you know, what you do with it is you know, what you're going to answer for. But let's take it off on a tangent of God, and let's get with these crummy hot dogs that people are wolfing down.
Well, I binge. I mean, I go to the store and I'm like, I'm going to get like 2 packs, and I'll eat them in like 5 days.
Yeah.
I'll eat like 4 for breakfast, 3 or 4 for lunch. I just binge eat hot dogs.
Yeah, and don't forget those wonderful casings that you're eating.
Yeah.
Oh,
And I always eat them with a lot of cheese, chili.
That's great.
Either chili sauce or Riccone sauce, or if we're in West Virginia, hot dog sauce, buttloads of onion, mustard, and tons of coleslaw.
How do you cook them? Do you like grill them or?
Late, if I'm late and just eating them business, I do them on my George Foreman grill. Now they're best
like
on a charcoal.
Yeah, I like it so they're kind of burnt and crispy.
You got to have them little black burn lines in them. You betcha.
Yeah.
Microwave them.
You got to burn the casing. You got to burn the casing.
Microwave is the least favorite. I'd rather boil them than microwave them.
Yeah, oh, you see how they plump up when you boil them?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, Ray probably would scold me for seeing all that grease on top of the water.
You know why they plump up when you boil them? That's all the bad stuff trying to escape.
Ah, shaving in my mouth.
They're in casing. And then when you boil them, all the bad stuff, you know, heat boiling water kills every germ. And everything that's bad for you, it kills. So every time you boil a hot dog and it plumps up, that hot dog casing's full of some bad stuff.
And that's why they're on our show.
That's right. And we're going to make things even worse. I'm going to poke a stick in one, put them in batter and fry them.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the number one restaurant in the state of West Virginia, Eli?
Biscuit World.
No.
Bojangles.
Hillbilly.
Oh, Hillbilly Hot Dogs. Oh, I thought you meant in volume, John. I didn't realize you meant you mean that.
Hillbilly
Hot Dogs in the trailer.
For those listeners that have never heard of it, Google it. Go to their website.
John, being from West Virginia, I think I should be the one to say this. It's in a trailer in a hop.
Yeah.
Am I exaggerating, John?
Nope. Isn't there a school bus somewhere near there, too? Yeah, or?
On the property of the boat.
What the hell? I'm looking at their menu, and, a pineappalachian dog. What does that have on it? The weenie, barbecue sauce, country ham, shredded cheese, and crushed pineapple.
Oh! Lunch, dinner, and dessert, all wrapped up in one.
That's right. It's a meal in itself.
Yeah, and it's dessert, too. Yeah.
John, the one I want to try is the pizza dog because it's got fried pepperoni on it.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought you would have gone for the Mothman dog.
Well, I like fried things, John, but the fried pepperoni, I'm a big pepperoni guy, too, so.
Yeah. Well, this one's got Maters on it. Maters, onion rings, Thousand Island dressing, chili sauce, all on top of the weenie.
Whoa. Well, the Marshall,
they have their own song.
Taro sauce, jalapenos. I might have to try that one, too.
How the heck you find a weenie?
Their dogs, And then you get the chili cheese fries. Oh, no, wait. The garlic bluegrass cheese fries to go along with your hot dog.
What are bluegrass cheese fries? What do they have, like bluegrass cut up like chives sort of, or what?
I have no idea. Blue cheese, sour cream, ranch dressing, and bacon. Woo!
And don't forget the cheddar jack cheese.
Yeah, that'll stop your heart, won't it, Ray?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow. A Boss Hog nachos. That's a bun, weenie, jalapenos, nacho cheese, crushed Tostitos, chili sauce, lettuce, maters, sour cream, shredded cheese, and salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that ought to tip you over.
Hey,
wow.
John, when the
yes,
show's
sir.
Over, make sure you see Sonny the Weenie Man song that's on the Hillbilly Hot Dog page.
That's true. The Weenie song is, it's about the fourth or fifth most popular song in the state of West Virginia. I would have to say. Country Roads is number one, always.
Always.
Oh, gotta have John Denver, that's for sure.
You got to. That's just a given. And then after that, what do you got? Your Mountaineer fight song?
You know, here, poor Stacy. Now I'm going to throw her under the bus here because she just left.
Okay.
She found out actually Virginia. She says, "Oh, Rocky Top." I nearly stopped dating her, John.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, she overcame it, and we ended up getting married. So.
Yeah.
Work these things out.
For both of our listeners, Eli is no longer on the market. You're just going to have to settle for the siren. Ray, are you married? Ray?
Yes.
Are you married by chance?
I'm widowed.
Okay. All right. So, technically, you and Peggy are the only ones that are available on our show. I'll be damned. Boy,
you better get those profiles.
Snuffy and Heat. Oh, my God. Snuffy and Heat. On the
We're
going to
get them a 7-3. No, John.
Oh, everyone's going to end up going to LaSage, West Virginia, outside of Huntington, and track this down. I'm pretty sure we're going to get this has onions, mustard, habanero sauce, and chili sauce on the weenie.
Ugh.
Damn.
You know, John, while we're talking about weenies, how about one of the Indiana standards and certainly a Racovich camping standard? I get those little cans and put them around the edge of the grill. Beanie weenies, bud.
Beanie weenies. Yeah. Ray,
I leave them right. Those little half cans. I take the label off and put them around the edge of the fire rack, and they heat up just right. And, you know, grab them off there. You got to have beanie weenies if you're going to camp.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Beanie weenies and biscuits.
Beanie weenies and anything, John.
That's
if I went
true.
To Ruth, I'd say, you can't get beanie weenies here?
That was where?
I went to Ruth Chris and I asked for beanie weenies. I defended them, but. Can't get beanie weenies here.
I bet that went over well.
You know, now that I've said that, you know I'm going to do it. Ask for, where's the beanie weenies on the menu?
Wow. Ray, how bad are Vienna sausages for you?
Oh
yeah, that's another good one.
Is that like, you know, death in a can?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Vienna sausages, yeah.
Stacy moved in. She's going through my pantry, and she's like, "You have so much, you know, canned stuff in there. I have all these Slavic foods in there. Everything's pickled." But then she spots the 8 cans of Vienna sausages in all varieties and types, including barbecue, jalapeno. She takes them out and is going to throw them out. I'm like, no, you can't do that. I said I eat them with eggs for breakfast.
Wow.
In the skillet, you know, brown them a little bit and have them with breakfast. Put them on a biscuit.
Aren't
they even
wobbly and aren't they kind of soggy?
What you do is you take the can. This is what I used to do. I take the can and I dump out the liquid, and then I spread the little Vienna sausages all around the floor. And then when someone walked in, I'd tell them we just had a bris.
Oh, John.
That's bad, John.
I'm about to have my fourth heart attack.
Your attention.
John, Peggy, I may have my fourth heart attack here. We broke 300 listeners.
Oh,
no
my
way.
Gosh. Hey. Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate every one of them, I can tell you that.
Well, not everyone. Do we?
Well, I do. You know, I like everybody, John.
Oh, yeah. You're the friendly cop. That's right.
I am.
The friendly cop, the friendly undertaker, I don't know. It's quite the show that we have put together here. Cast of characters.
From notorious Stone Michael, Georgia, is bringing
Deliverance.
Up $151 burger at the Braves game. They took a date, said, told him she wanted it, and he goes, "What the hell are you going to give me?"
Okay.
It sounds like Michael has
along
an expectation for $151 burger. Michael, take my advice and get her a hot dog. Give her a hot dog, Michael.
Hell yeah. I wonder how much hot dogs cost at Braves games. Because stadium hot dogs aren't expensive anymore.
Stadium hot dogs are $17.
$17?
Yes, ma'am.
They sprinkle gold on them?
$17.
I can eat hot dogs for 3 days and not spend that much money.
Oh, my God. And where exactly is that, Ray?
MetLife Stadium in Jersey.
MetLife Stadium. The home of the $17 dogs. Wow.
That's so.
Now that's inflation. Right? Not
yep.
to bring up a negative vibe. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Because they're way overpriced at stadiums. They really are. And they're not the good ones either.
Oh, no.
No,
hey,
no.
Philly.
They're like the far-ass hot dogs, you know. You get 12 of them for 99 cents or something stupid.
I found a website that lists the price of a hot dog at all Major League stadiums. It's only $3 bucks at Philly.
At where?
At Philly games. I'd be eating dogs like crazy.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Are they, do they all have like hot dogs that are like, they're kind of like pink inside? They're not like there's real meat in there. They're just kind of like this pink stuff.
Right.
When I first from Minnesota, I couldn't believe Florida had these pinky hot dogs. They were so weird. But maybe that's just me.
That sounds worse than mystery meat dog.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's worse than Spam. At least Spam has some texture to it. It's just kind of creepy, pinky ones.
John, Arizona Diamondbacks, Chase Field, $2. They've held
no
it
way.
Since 2009.
Huh.
Big 14-ounce dogs, no less.
Oh,
cheapest
those are big
in MLB. Dogs. Cheapest in Major League Baseball.
Well, my mother, my late mother, bless her heart, she refused to die until she had a Randy Johnson hot dog here in Phoenix.
What
Randy
is that?
Johnson. Well, Randy Johnson has his own restaurant, and he was known in baseball as the big unit. His hot dogs are 22 inches long.
Oh,
John, we better pause and tell Peggy he was big unit because he was 6'10", not what she thinks.
Oh,
thinking.
Yeah. And he used he played for the Indianapolis Indians.
Yes, sir. Saw him pitch.
Yeah, I saw him pitch there, too. Randy Johnson, the big unit, 22 inch. And my mother, she actually ate the 22 inch. Big unit.
Good for her.
She went to Alice Cooper's restaurant and ate one. Now, the Diamondbacks are they used to serve a 51 inch corn dog in honor of Randy Johnson. Yep. 51 inch. That was his
hey,
number.
Art from Corona, California says you can get two Dodger dogs for $3.
Ooh.
I can't imagine what's in them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, with your $20 beer.
Ray, you know, you've got a guy at Coney Island that evidently eats an awful lot of hot dogs in one sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's,
yeah.
That's Joe. What the heck is his name? I forget his name.
Yeah, he's going to
yeah.
be a client.
I love the way they eat them, too. They dunked them. They dunked them in Kool-Aid and wolf them down. That's really healthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That sounds really disgusting. I guess you have
yeah,
to
well,
eat
that's the only way that's the only way they can eat all of them hot dogs. He holds the record like 96 hot dogs or whatever the heck it is. But half of it's melted down.
And he's
down.
Not huge.
He's
not,
not a big
guy
at all.
He's not a big guy. Hot dogs, it's debatable, but we're going to give credit to Johann Georg Heiner, who was a butcher who lived in Coburg, Germany, and supposedly he invented in the late 1600s hot dogs, called them dachshunds, little dog sausages.
Big thanks to him. Thanks.
Yeah.
Big thanks. Hey, John, we just hit 350 listeners, buddy.
No Woo-hoo! Way.
Thank you guys for listening.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously, a lot of people like hot dogs, John.
Evidently. I am. Evidently. We're running out of time, guys. we are right. So are the 350 hot dog listeners. We're all running out of time, I'm afraid. Until next Thursday. We'll see you guys next week, and we'll have another heart-stopping show for you. Until then, Have yourselves a safe week. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racevich, and eat something unhealthy this week.
And I'm Peg Palmer, the Siren of Sarasota, right?
You bet.
Have a good
one.
And
I'm Captain Jet, your local undertaker.
There you go. See you next Thursday, fans. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Good night.